Welcome to The Savvy Session, your go-to podcast about elevating your life and business, sprinkled with a little bit of fun. This podcast is brought to you by Elevate Performance Solutions and Revolut IT Services. And now, here are your hosts, Kirsten Ramos and Paula Kircher.
Hello, and welcome back to The Savvy Session. As we continue to share stories that elevate women, we are excited today to be talking with an entrepreneur who specializes in marketing optimization, which helps marketing teams get more done.
Today, we're joined by Stephanie Rapone, a former colleague and a dear friend of mine, who within the last couple of years decided to make the leap into the entrepreneurial space as the founder and CEO of Rapone Solutions. Hello and welcome, Stephanie.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Of course. Well, Stephanie, you may not remember this, but you were the one that I credit in bringing me into the learning and development space years ago, because when I was looking for a career change 15 years ago, a mutual friend introduced us, and Steph was able to send along my resume for an entry-level L&D position at the company that she worked at. And we became fast friends, and we share a lot of stories, many of which cannot be shared on our podcast today, but I digress. Steph, can you tell us a little bit more about Rapone Solutions, and also what the heck is marketing optimization?
Of course, I remember. When I first got your resume, I think it was from Julie, and passed it along.
It was.
And you came in and met everyone. And I was so excited that it worked out. And it's really interesting to see where the next 15 years like took both of us. It's been really exciting. So marketing optimization. So with really any field, you have the opportunity to optimize, right? How do you make what you do more effective, or how do you get more done with the resources that you have? Typically with marketing, when people talk about optimization, they are looking at the results side. They're looking at becoming more effective. So things like, how do we improve our click-through rate on our emails? Mm-hmm. How do we improve our conversion rate across the funnel? And while results, like obviously that's important. That's why we're doing what we're doing here. But the other side, really more of sort of the leading side, how you get to those things is also really important. And so when I talk about marketing optimization, I'm really talking about stem to stern. How do you look at the work itself, how you're getting to those results, and make that more effective and make that more efficient? And that includes hard or technical things like your processes and your systems, your tools or automations. But, and this kind of is where my L&D background comes in, is there's also the soft side, right? There's the team dynamics. There's trust among the team. There's, do individual team members have the knowledge and skills to do what they need to do to make that work as effective and as efficient as possible? Is everyone aligned, right? That's another important part of team dynamics. And so really, when I'm talking about marketing optimization, I'm talking about how does the marketing team get more done and improve effectiveness from the very beginning all the way through to the end and the results.
And Stephanie, what would you say are the top three problems facing those marketing teams today, and how can Rapone Solutions help them?
Yeah, that's a great question. So when I think about the top three issues, to me, it's really all around the theme of alignment. And there's a lot of tactical things that can flow out of that. But the first level is really being aligned around the business strategy and the marketing strategy that's driving that business strategy. And if you asked a marketing team of 15 people what those strategies are, you're going to get probably 15 different answers. I would say
probably
10 different answers that would probably be actually pretty good. So they're not aligned on what that is. Sure. And then they're not really aligned on what are the key outputs? What are the things that we have to deliver as a team to make those strategies come to life? So they're not aligned on that either. And they haven't even looked at how do we get the work done? They know that work is getting done and that things are sort of shuffling through the machine, and they're, you know, sending email blasts, or they're showing, you know, the team is showing up at trade shows or whatever it is. But they haven't really mapped how the work gets done and aligned to those processes. A lot of times with marketing work, it's not just the marketing team that has to be part of that process in order to get your output. You have to have sales involved. Sometimes you have to have IT involved. Sometimes you might have to have a subject matter expert, like maybe it's someone in engineering, or, you know, your programming team, if you're selling a software service, right? There's a lot of different things. And so mapping those processes and aligning within the marketing team and with those external partners on what those processes actually look like to get work done is a huge challenge. And it's one that marketing teams really aren't facing right now. One of the things about marketing is that people are always looking for a silver bullet. Like, what is the next tactic, right? What's the next piece of technology? What's the one thing I can do that's going to make my business just soar? And it's like, well, I have bad news. There isn't one answer. You've got to look at all of these things, and you have to look at it from that really holistic perspective.
Yeah. And I think that's great feedback. I think, you know, a lot of the times, like you were mentioning, people want that shiny new object too. Oh, they see something new and they see another company doing that new thing. They want to, you know, jump right in and do the same thing without looking at the whole aspect of it and the outcome of it. So I think that's a great point there. Yes.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, you have, Steph, you have a very broad range of experience. You know, you mentioned that you were in the learning and development space, and then you transitioned over to the marketing space. And, you know, so that gives that breadth of knowledge. What was it, or what made you decide, hey, working in a corporate marketing environment is great and all, but now I want to go out on my own? And then secondly, what tips do you have for anyone who's thinking of leaving a corporate role and striking out on their own?
Yeah. So there's kind of two sides to that answer. The first piece is, within corporate, it was really hard for me to find a role where I could look at the sort of people side. Do the people have what they need to be successful? Mm-hmm. And the marketing side at the same time. I was able to do that in one of my roles, and really big companies do have roles where that intersection happens, comes together. And I loved that job. It was one of my most favorite jobs that I ever had. But again, that's only with the biggest companies. And one of the things I know is that small to medium businesses can also benefit from that perspective and from really taking a step back in their marketing and look at it more holistically and really considering the people side, not just, you know, what was like 15 years ago, it was like, ooh, QR codes. How do we get that? You know, all the way to email automation. And now it's, you know, attribution and all these other things. Right. So, I knew that small to medium sized businesses could also benefit from that. And so acting in a fractional role, I can help a lot more businesses from that perspective. I really had been wanting to get out of corporate for a while. I'm really motivated by learning through new projects. Like, that is really a big part of my intrinsic motivation, is taking on new challenges. And I really crave variety. Like, if I did the same thing every day in my personal life or my professional life, it would probably make me crazy. And so for me, you know, getting out of corporate and having the opportunity to work on a lot of different projects with different clients is very motivating. I had a different business when I was building my exit from corporate plan, which is very different than what I do now. And the pandemic, you know, I think like a lot of us sort of had other plans. In September of 2020, when my then kindergartner and second grader were not going to school in person, and there was no horizon for that to happen, the reality was I just needed to have a different focus. my business at the time wasn't ready to support our family in that way, but I made a couple phone calls and I landed a consulting gig that was great. It was the right amount of hours. It was great pay. And I got to use my marketing expertise and my people and sort of change management expertise together. And that really got me off on the path that I'm on now. So I think Kirsten, you also asked about, you know, advice for anybody who's kind of looking at leaving corporate. I think one of the things that I learned is that the stars are not going to be completely aligned.
Yeah.
You have to be ready to jump and just make a move. You know, it's nice that people say you should have this much in savings and you should have this sort of revenue lined up and da 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 da. But that's, nobody would ever leave, I don't think, if everybody stuck to those guidelines.
I completely agree with that as someone who made a jump where it was, the stars were definitely not aligned. It was more of a, it's now or never, do it. And, you know, yeah. I think it's, and Steph, we've talked about this separately where I don't think either one of us is really looking back. It's kind of right. A, now that we have this flexibility with our home lives, we, you know, when you mentioned also having the ability to work on new projects, it kind of gives that opportunity where you don't have the burnout of, right. I can't believe I'm still doing the same thing and getting the same results or still right. hitting these same corporate roadblocks. You know, I think that it, again, it's that wonderful, hey, you know what? I can go out, work with who I want, when I want, and really be able to impact a lot of businesses as opposed mm-hmm. to just that one business, which any given day you may not always feel like you're impacting when you're
right.
when you're in corporate.
Yeah, I completely agree.
And I agree too. I mean, I'm in the same pocket. I did the jump from corporate as well. So totally understand your thoughts on that. And that you're right, the stars will never align. Because it's something that I think when anybody makes that jump, they think about it for many years and then think, is it feasible to do? And then you also worry, you know, what are people going to, you know, think about me? I've had to think about that first year of like, I might not have spoke about it too much just because I didn't want anyone judging at me at first. Yeah. Because most people say, like, why would you leave a corporate job? You know,
why would you leave that security? You know, exactly. That's the thought. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I think you need to do what makes sense for yourself. And I think, you know, agree with you and having those learning opportunities and also being able to pick the projects you want to work on. And you get to meet so many new people. Mm-hmm. So definitely pros and cons to it, but it opens you up to such a huge world that you can define when you do make that jump, define what it is. And you're, and the one thing too, you've got to be comfortable with is always, you know, making pivots. You know, I think with the mm-hmm. pandemic, that made it huge because I jumped like right. I made the change like 2 weeks before pandemic hit. Oh, so what I defined what I was going to do versus today, I've had to make pivots along the way, but you have to be comfortable with making pivots to reach the audience and what mm-hmm. products you want to, you know, offer, but it's a fun journey. That's all I'll say. And you, like I said, you get to meet great people along the way too.
Yeah, it's been a blast. And I have gotten to do so many different projects, different types of projects. And for me, that's the motivation I need, is to learn something new and try something new and get to work with great people.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Yeah. And Stephanie, one last question we have for you, and that is one we'll be asking all of our guests on the Savvy Session. And that is, what would you say is your superpower and how does it help you to succeed?
So I really thought about this because I haven't been asked this question in a long time. And I used to always say the same thing, which is I get it done, right? And one of the things that I realized in reflecting is that as I've moved further along in my career and my home life has expanded, it's not just me anymore. I've got a spouse, I've got kids, I have a house to take care of, which is like its own whole thing to have a house to take care of. It's not so much that I get it done. It's that I make sure that it gets done. And, you know, when I think about that, that's really become my new mantra, because I'm the kind of person that I would try to do back in the day. I would try to do everything myself. Mm-hmm. So just really having to realize that it's not so much about me being the one to get it done. It's about just me making sure that it is happening. And I have a knack, and I think this is part of that superpower, for either finding the answers or finding the people that have the answers and engaging them. And so I've been in some sort of project management role, whether that's official or unofficial, pretty much my whole career has been based around project management. And within that sort of role, you don't have the authority over people. You can't make them do it with a carrot or a stick normally. So you have to be able to figure out who are the people that need to come in to either make this major change or implement this system or whatever it is. Figure out who they are, get them engaged, and get them to be part of the team. And so I think in the spirit of, I make sure it gets done, that's kind of an underlying skill set and that superpower that I think has really served me well for a very long time.
And knowing you for as long as I have and having the opportunity to work with you, I completely agree this is your superpower. And even knowing that's how you run your home life, it's how you run your business, it also correlates right with your business, is that you're going to come in, help those marketing teams to really get it done in the way that looks at a more holistic view of their organization, their marketing team, to understand how are we going to get this done in the best way that engages everyone and keeps them moving on that right trajectory. So I love that. Well, Steph, thanks so much for coming on, for joining us, for sharing your story with us. It's always great to talk to you, but it's great for our listeners to be able to understand a little bit more about your entrepreneurial journey and also how you might be able to help them. So thank you so much. And for all of you listening, to learn more about Stephanie and Rapone Solutions, please go to thesavvysession.com. We're going to have all of her information on there as well, so you can get more details. So Stephanie, thank you. And everyone, continue with us next time and join in while we talk about and share more stories of business, life, and fun.